Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, Whole-time Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Satluj Textiles and Industries for the first quarter ended 30th June 2022. I hope all of you and your families are in good health. Joining me on call today, Mr. Upadeep Singh, President and CEO of Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited, and Stellar IR Advisors, our investor relations team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me now take through the financial highlights, after which I will request Mr. Upadeep Singh to run you through the industry and business highlights for the quarter ended 30th June 2022. As we all know that the Indian economy, like most countries in the world, was impacted by the geopolitical tension, high inflationary environment, increase in input costs. Despite all these challenges, at Satluj, we saw a robust performance backed by healthy sales and profitability growth, reinforcing the strong fundamentals of the company. Now, coming to the income statement, our consolidated total income for the quarter was 853 crores, which is a jump of 44% as against 591 crores for the first quarter of last year, that is Q1 FY22. The improvement in domestic and export demand that we have been witnessing before the inflationary pressure and notwithstanding the geopolitical situation is the primary reason for our improvement in performance. We are hopeful with several measures being taken to tackle inflation and given the upcoming festive season, our performance in the forthcoming quarters should also be stable despite the current environment. For Q1 FY23, our consolidated EBITDA stood at 138 crores, which is 16.14% EBITDA margin, which is 329 basis points higher than Q1 FY22, where it was 12.85% or 76 crores and by 144 basis points higher than previous quarter, that is Q4 FY22, where it was 14.7%. This growth of EBITDA are primarily driven by volume, higher realization, and benefit of operating leverage. On the profitability side, our consolidated PAT came in at 45 crores as against 20 crores in Q1 FY22, which was higher by 123% year-on-year. The profitability would have been much higher than this. However, there was an exceptional loss on account of impairment loss of 23.66 crores since the company decided to discard the captive cogeneration power plant. On the balance sheet front, there has been a reduction in both long-term and short-term debt, resulting in overall debt reduction of 45 crores to 900 crores compared to March 2022, which stood at 945 crores. The debt-equity ratio has been constantly below one for over 5 years, and currently it is at 0.78x, which is also the lowest over the years. That's all from my side. I would now request Sri Upadeep to share the business outlook and industry scenario, and then we can open the floor for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajeev, and very good morning to all of you, and I thank you very much for taking time off to join this call of Satluj Textiles, in spite of the fact that this is going to be a longer weekend. Wish you all very happy Independence Day, 75th anniversary of our independence. At the outset, let me begin the call by reiterating our outlook on the industry. We continue to believe there are positive tailwinds for the textile sector, although there are temporary clouds as well, on this. On the domestic front, with the efforts of, I mean, industry as well as Government of India at improving the selling environment in the country and various FTA being signed coming coming up, which would be of great help to us. China Plus One strategy is added benefit. Therefore, we believe that long-term growth prospects remain unchanged. The domestic demand on home textiles is expected to grow in India over a period of time. As you are aware, like most industries, our industry works best when there is a relative stability in demand and supply dynamics at both sales as well as cost. While global happenings have impacted these sentiments on the demand side, on the input cost, after a year of witnessing strong prices of cotton in the new season, with the easing of supply chain issues and not in this season, we are witnessing a downward trend. This was what we were witnessing about 15 days ago. But now, again, we see a little upward trend in the cotton prices, where even the futures today range in the almost 104 for December. While we are confident about the opportunities in textile sector over the medium term, we are aware that there could be some challenges in the short term due to volatility in the raw materials. Because volatility really is something which is really not so good for the business, even if at the cost of the prices. So Satluj, being a trusted brand in yarn segment, has been able to capitalize on the opportunities, which is evident from the results. In the view of increasing demand of cotton polyester brands across multiple categories of end use, there is a market potential for blended grey yarns as well. So in both in domestic and exports. And we see that although for the next few quarters, we are going to witness some sort of volatility in the prices as well. But I think we are confident that we at Satluj should be able to sail through well in the coming quarters as well. So we believe that all these positives for us, Satluj is well placed to continue its strong performance and add value to the stakeholders. I think with this, I can open the floor for questions so that we can have better discussions when we are having this question answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, a reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The first question comes from the line of Rakesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. So I just wanted to know this one thing, that this many other companies compared to yours have not reported good numbers, whereas you all have reported excellent numbers. So why are we seeing this traction, and can this margin profile be continued in the coming quarters as well?
Thank you, Mr. Shah. This is a good and here I would like to say a couple of things. Here I think we being in the dyed segment, dyed yarn, both for synthetics as well as on cotton, we have seen that in the first quarter of this fiscal year, there was some demand which was riding from the last quarter as well, especially on the synthetic side. So on synthetics, we saw good profitability as well, whereas cotton had been a little slow because of the high prices of the raw material. So being in dyed and being in synthetic as well along with and having a good order book at the beginning of the quarter and during the quarter, I think this has resulted in better performance on the one side of it, and on the other side, we could have, you know, better realization as well. Because of little smaller lots, if you look at the utilization in the first quarter, it has been little below the last quarter of the last fiscal year. That is due to we have been making little smaller lots, which could fetch us good realization as well. So these are the major that our result in this quarter have been better.
Okay, thank you, sir. So apart from that, like, can you talk a little more about the capex plans, just in case if I missed it?
See, we have a capex plan as it was announced in the last quarter as well. So we envisage to put up a spinning and dyeing project in the state of, in the UT of J&K, which was announced in last quarter. So we are still holding on to that, and because it is little longer gestation, so we envisage that this would come up only in fiscal 25. So holding on to that, holding on to means that we are going ahead with that. So we are just waiting for the land allotment and all that. So we are. As far as other capex is concerned, the normal capex, which is debottlenecking and all that, so whatever we have envisaged during this year, we'll do it. It will be to the extent of almost 100 crore, Rajiv.
Yes.
Almost to the extent of 100 crore, because now certain deliveries of machines have been eased out. So we envisage that whatever normal capital expenditure in terms of modernization or debottlenecking, we are going ahead with that.
Okay, thank you. So apart from that, I wanted to know a little bit more on the input cost. So how will that increase in input cost impact your profitability, and how are you all tackling it?
Yeah. So, see, it is, as I said during my talk, it is not only the cost, but it is the volatility. So the major, skill we need to have within the organization is how do we manage the volatility of the raw material as well. If you look at, for example, I talk of cotton. If you look at cotton, if I compare cotton Q1 of last year to Q1 of this year, the cotton in term kg has increased by almost, one of the qualities has increased by almost 77.3%, and the other one about 107%. So that is a jump in Q1 of last year to Q1 of this year. Whereas Q4 of last year to Q1 of this year, there is a jump of almost 29%, 29-30%. So there is a volatility. Then again, in the last 10 to 12 days or 15 days, we have seen that the cotton prices are again going up. Today, the New York futures stand at almost 104, whereas the Indian prices are in the range of almost, for the Gujarat cotton, is almost close to 99 to 100,000 per candy. So this is again a shift in the cotton prices over the last 12 days. That is on the cotton side. On the polyester side, we have seen that the prices of polyester have been hovering in the range of, say, 120 to almost 110 to 120 during these periods. So that is dependent mainly on the prices of Reliance, which again are somehow linked to somewhere on the CIF prices of the imported fiber as well. Whereas in case of recycled polyester staple fiber, we have seen that from Q1 of last year to Q1 of this year, there has been a jump of almost 35%. Whereas if I compare Q4 and Q1, Q4 of last year and Q1 of this year, there is a jump of only about 3 to 4%. So this is the volatility on the polyester side as well. Viscose has remained almost stable during the period. There is an increase of almost, I would say, from the last year to this year is an increase of almost 17%. And whereas in case of last quarter to this quarter is about 6%. So the point is, how do we tackle this? So in case of cotton, luckily this year our cotton performance so far has been good. We are covered till the end of the season and till such time the new crop comes. For example, in case of North cotton, we are covered till September end, and in case of Gujarat cotton, we are covered till October, middle of October, towards the end of October. So that has come handy to us that this year we were able to on some of the raw materials as well. Polyester, on the recycle side, we are having our own captive production as well. We have a recycled polyester fiber. So that also helped us in terms of, improving some of the runnability of our spinning unit as well by holding on to the good quality, and how do we make some changes while making that polyester fiber. So these are a few things that we were able to do during the year, which has helped us to get to this performance level.
Okay, sir, thank you. So one last question. Can you give me any outlook or guidance on the home textile division, how it is looking?
Yeah. See, if you compare the results of our home textile division, there is improvement. I don't say that we have yet come out of the loss, but there is improvement in performance over the last year, YOY quarter as well, and from the last quarter to this quarter as well, our quality of sales has improved. If you see, even at a little lower turnover as compared to quarter four to quarter one, our profit has been bettered. So we have been able to get better realization by focusing on the markets like US, UK and other export market, and also a little bit on our Indian brand which we launched for cut service, Nestera. We are seeing good traction as we are launching some more SKUs on this. Today we are at almost 335 stores across India, which we should be able to ramp up to more than 600 by end of this quarter. So this is what the plan is, and that we should be able to do much better in the coming quarters on the home textile front. So we should get positive in next one or two quarters itself. So we see some good business for home textiles, and we are quite gung-ho about it.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Ritesh from Kirik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is on your new greenfield plant at Jammu. Sir, how much land is acquired and in what area this phase would be done?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Desh. The land, if I get your question right, you wanted to know how much is the land parcel we are looking at or we are acquiring?
Yes.
Yeah. Government, I think, should be allotting to the extent of almost 63 land.
Okay. And this phase would be covering all the 63, or there would be surplus land available?
No, there would be no. This project would we'll be using almost, say, out of this about 35 acres, there will be land available for expansion in that, because that is the very basic which we need to have, because we cannot have sort of space only for this project. So we'll be having extra space as well for the future expansion in this project as well.
Sure. Sir, my basic objective to ask this question was, if I see your capex amount, 900 odd crore for 90,000 spindles and die house, so it looks quite aggressive capex plan.
Yes.
So is there any common utilities you are setting up for the future expansion which is included in this amount?
Yeah, now I answer your question. Number one, the capex looks, if you divide just by per spindle, it would look very high, because one, part of this project is on the melange yarn. So the cost of melange yarn is little higher, because you have double the back process, for the ring frame or the ring spinning for the same production. That is one. Second, we are putting up a die house. Now this die house is a fiber die house, which is included in this capex, which would cater to this project as well as some extra capacity to be given to others. So that is the die house we are envisaging project, and also we have also envisaged that this would be a zero discharge project, because nowadays everywhere governments are going in for zero discharge. So envisage that capex as well within it. So that is the reason it looks little higher as compared to a normal spinning mill.
Sure. Sir, what would be the capacity of this die house?
This die house on cotton fiber would be to the extent of almost, because it depends on the fiber type, so it will be in that to the extent of almost 20-25 tons per day on cotton.
25. And this 90,000 spindles of melange plus gray yarn, that would, what would be the out, say on optimum basis, what would be the output?
The total output of this would be to the extent of 50 plus 25 tons.
Per day. It would be 75 tons per day.
Yeah.
And the dye house would be 25 tons per day, but you would be also, you would be doing some job work for the initial time.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
Okay. And this plant would be commissioned by end of FY25, right?
That is what is being envisaged, yes.
Okay. So what would be the spend in this year, FY23, for this plant?
FY23 in this plant, we envisage a spend of almost 100 crore, including land.
100 crore including land. So, FY24 and 25 would be the big chunk of investments.
This is, yes.
Sure. And is there any state incentive to set up in Jammu and Kashmir?
Yes, there is.
Can you...
Yeah, as per the policy, yes. 300% of the eligible plant and machinery amount, GST equivalent would is exempt for 10 years.
For 10 years, which would be the 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of incentives in amount, approximate amount, how much it would be?
See, it will depend what is the eligible machinery. We are waiting for that list. So eligible machinery, whatever the cost is, for example, it is, if it is eligible machinery, say 400 crore, so we will have 1200 crore of amount for 10 years.
1200 crore amount for 10 years. So over 10 years, state government will reimburse that much amount to this.
Yes, this is basically, this is a central policy for the state.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, Yudhish.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you can press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Satish K, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am
yes,
I audible?
Mr. Satish. Yeah, you are audible.
So congratulations on a good performance, sir. I think when the rest of the industry is struggling, I think you've done fairly decently. So congratulations on that. So we just wanted to understand on the home textile business, you know, what is the domestic market looking like? And we just also wanted to understand what is your, you know, the cycle of your purchasing and your, I mean, the purchasing by your customers in anticipation of a good festival season. So is it, does it happen in advance? Are you seeing any traction on that front? And yeah, I think to start with, that would be my first question, sir.
See, on home textile, I think only and drapery, and what have we have seen in the recent past, there is some direction as well in the real estate. So we see that home textile would be doing good in the next few quarters in India as well. As far as the festive season is concerned, yes, we see a lot of traction coming up because it has been quite a bit of time, almost 2 years now. This Diwali, we expect that during this festival season, the home textile, especially on the brand side, should do better.
Right.
So we are envisaging that, yes, buying would happen only during the Diwali season only. So I don't expect that buying cycle would be advanced. I think that would happen only towards the end of September, October.
Okay. And would that require us to carry more inventory?
No, not that, because when in our B2B business, so all these production is going on now, because when they will have to launch at the store, so that production should leave us by September. So we won't carry, because our B2B business is made to, so we don't expect to carry too much of inventory on that during this season. However, on the cut service front, we do have to carry inventory. So that definitely, I mean, when we are adding books or what you say, some more collections, so some inventory we will be adding up on that to service the cut service client where we need to ship within 48 hours.
Okay, and this will show up in the September numbers then?
That should be.
The, okay. And sir, could you throw some light on this RoadTep incentive scheme? I mean, what is happening there? Because I think last year the scripts were trading at a discount. So what is the scene now? And, you know, is there any benefit that is expected to accrue to us?
Yes. See, we in our case, RoadTep, you are absolutely right that few months back we were trading at a discount of almost 16%, 17% or 15%, anywhere between 15 to 17%. Now of late, this discount has come down. So the latest figure I have, I have some offers where our people were discussing, this is a discount of almost 5-6%, even to be. So I think this should hover in this range. We envisage that going forward with more of, you know, capex also coming in, some imports also coming in, this discount should not go below in the short term below 10%. And we should have, because of our export, we should have this benefit going forward as well.
Got it, sir. And so since you brought up exports, I just wanted to understand, you know, I think there has been some volatility in the exports, obviously, because of the global situation. But on a steady state basis, what do you expect or what is your aim to keep your export level at?
See, we would like, because there are certain pockets and segments, so we would, I mean, while being very much abreast with the geopolitical situation, we would like to increase our export, but then we would like to play a little cautiously. For some of the countries where there are issues in terms of currencies as well, we are playing loosely there. So we don't want to just sell, I mean, in such countries. So I envisage that our export, because we are certain countries where we are quite strong, both in synthetic, some countries we are strong on the melange cotton as well. So I expect that our export would remain in the vicinity of, say, 50% of our turnover.
Okay. So, currently you are at around 45%, I think, right?
Yeah, in that area. Sometimes, see, as far as the production capacity is concerned, we, like, for example, we have allocated 40% domestic, 40% export, and the rest is, you know, oscillating. So in this quarter, yes, it could be a little less of export because of a few countries where we wanted to be a little cautious on. So it ranges in between, say, 46, 45 to 50, 52%. So we would remain in that category, I mean, that range.
Right. And, sir, I think while you've given some color on this before, I think one of the previous callers, but if you could just reiterate, what is your general outlook for the sector? Because I think cotton prices in your company, because, you know, it's a output as well as an input, how do you see cotton prices impacting your overall operations? Because I think stability is something that most investors like to see. And I think from that perspective, the cotton prices have been fluctuating quite a bit. So any thoughts on that? What is your outlook?
Yeah, see, as far as the market outlook is concerned, and I would say on the first, I'll talk on the market side, on the demand side. See, because of fears in USA, demand has shrunk in all international markets. This certainly may create some challenges in the upcoming quarters, but at the same time, I mean, we see that there has been less buying in cotton over the last two quarters. How even the retailers would like to get into this and the brands, because their pipeline would have, you know, dried by now. And at this point of time, the cotton prices have again started moving up for the rest of the season. And we expect that with the new crop coming in, there would be some stability in the cotton prices, although those cotton prices would not go to the levels which we have seen during years. But definitely we envisage that with the new crop coming in, and because if you look at India, Indian sowing is expected, the area under cultivation is expected to grow by almost 6.7% progressively as on date what we see on the sowing side. And also the crop is envisaged at almost about anywhere between 352 to 355 lakh bales, as against what information is there that we had about 315 lakh bales in the current season. So I expect personally that the cotton prices may stabilize, but then we'll have to wait till the new crop arrives. So it will be very difficult for me at least to say that how the cotton behaves in the intervening period till such time the new crop comes.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Thank you and all the very best. We'll keep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Ritesh from Kirik Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Girik, Mr. Ritesh, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, can you hear me? Am I audible?
Yes, you are now, Ritesh ji.
Yes. Sir, what is the scheme called? I did not ask that. For the expansion of that Jammu.
So, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you properly. I heard the last word scheme and then the expansion of Jammu.
Sir, what is this incentive scheme called for this Jammu greenfield?
Incentive scheme? This is an incentive scheme from central government. This is a J&K package.
Okay. And this 300% is GST reimbursement. So, would that include all input tax also?
That's right. That is the only state which gives you that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's good.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nirav Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, Nirav, you are audible.
Yeah, hi, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I have a few questions. How does the demand look like in melanium for FY23? Second one is, what is the average realization for spinning yarn, knitting fabric and woven fabric? And I will take the few other questions in the follow-up questions.
Okay. So first, to answer your question, how is the demand on the melanium? See, we begin this year, this fiscal 23, with little subdued demand on melange yarn because of the cotton prices. Because part of the quarter, the cotton prices were rising, so people were waiting. And then again, the cotton prices were coming down. Then again, people were waiting that it will go further down. So in the process, the demand for cotton yarn, especially the Milan yarn, was hit a bit. In the fiscal year, we do expect that cotton Milan yarn should pick up in next quarters, maybe in quarter three, little bit more, because by that time your new cotton crop would be out. So I do envisage that the Milan yarn is going to stay because this is catering to the fashion. So we do expect that we should be having good Milanjian, you know, demand in this year. This is a temporary phase because of the cotton prices that we have, and we have seen that the slowdown in the Milanjian segment as well. Luckily, if you ask me, we are one of the few mills, we are running our full capacity on Milanjian. So we do, and we say that we'll be able to sail through this year on the Milanjian as well. So we do expect good business going forward as well. Your second question was on?
Sir, average realization on spinning and kitting and woven fabric.
So in case of yarn, our average realization this quarter stood at 307 per kilogram, as compared to 267 in the corresponding quarter of last year.
Okay. I have one last question, if I may. In the presentation, the yarn production capacity is operating at 95% with 4.21 lakh spindle. So just wanted to know by when the company is expecting to operate at 100% capacity and what would be the total spindle for FY23?
My dear friend, if you know about the spinning industry and especially on the dyed, I don't think any mill can operate at 100% because you have to change the lots as well. So in grey yarn, you can expect somewhere in the region of 97-98%. But dyed yarn spinning at 100% is something I'm very glad to know how do we run it. But I expect that we can go up to 94-95% because we have to change the colors and change the lots. So having full utilization is not possible in spinning industry.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll be back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Updeep Singh, President and CEO, for closing comments.
So thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this call for Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited. And I hope that we have been able to deliver to stakeholders in this quarter, and we do hope that our teams will keep on delivering the results going forward, and also the impetus given by Government of India as well on the textile industry. And also I know that at the moment there is little clouding and otherwise sunrise industry for India now for a few years, but we do envisage that we should be able to do better and also maintain high standards of quality as well, and we run our mills with high standard of safety as well too. And I do hope teams will strive to give our stakeholders the better value in the quarters to come. And thank you very much once again for joining this call, and I wish you all once more a very happy and wonderful, and I hope that we are all able to celebrate in the best possible way this 75th Independence Day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.